Now, there's a particular story that I just came across my social feeds, and I think I thought it quite pertinent with regards to consumers don't need proof of income to apply for a loan. Clothing retailers giants Truworths, Foschini and Mr. Price took the Minister of Trade and Industry to court to set aside the current requirements in the National Credit Act that credit applicants need to produce 3 months payslips or bank statements as a proof of income, and they won. Speaking to Azania Musaka, the general counsel at TransUnion, Jeanine Nordfeld-Yun said, one would recall that the NCA was amended a few years ago, and those amendments imposed stricter affordability criteria for lenders to apply. This was essentially to prevent reckless affordability practices and also to force lenders to make accurate affordability assessments, in the words of Jeanine Nordfeld-Yun, the general counsel at TransUnion. She adds that the repercussions to the Act amendments is that some consumers found themselves excluded from obtaining credit. Fillion said one of the reasons why these retailers fought this matter is that they are exposed to a number of consumers who apply for store cards or smaller loans. And those are typically people that are entrepreneurs or people that are informally employed and are able to service a loan but don't necessarily have those supporting documentations to prove their income. So, interesting one. Kudos to the company retailers and fighting this battle. I hope the same applies to I was actually reading quite interesting with regards to a particular bank, First National Bank, and some of their improvements. Yes, I'm not advocating for any of them or for their services, but I thought it was quite interesting to note some of the changes which been different, should I say, to other companies. And one of them is the advancement where via their app you can actually take a picture of yourself and upload it, and using that only you'd be able to apply for a banking information, in fact for a loan as well. They will receive all your biometric data from the Department of Home Affairs, I would think, and slot all those vital information as per their records. So I think we are moving miles in terms of not having to have credibility by means of proving that our bank statements and etc. are all in order. And I think that's a good way to go. It's so inconvenient where you have to go to a bank and they're like, no, you have to have 3 months proof of address and all the supporting documentation, etc. I just keep on wondering, what do they do with it all the time? Isn't there a national database where if you apply at one bank, every other bank in the country should have, access to your personal information if you apply there again? There should be a central database to prevent going and repeating the documentation process, etc. It's quite tedious and laborious, but happy days coming. So let's see what comes out of that particular story. For now, the marketplace.